There's still no decision on what will happen to the campus of Green Mountain College when it shuts down later this summer. And for people who live in and around Poultney, they hope to have a say in what comes next. Last night, 300 people met at the high school in the latest in a series of community meetings with state, college, and local officials. VPR's Nina Keck has this update.
Line up, gentlemen. Pepperoni. There's water in that little refrigerator.
Last night's event was part pizza party, part pep rally, and part reality check. Ted Brady from Vermont's Agency of Commerce kicked things off in the high school gymnasium.
Tonight we're trying to come up with great ideas and trying to gather support around those great ideas and trying to identify leaders that can push those great ideas forward.
A month ago, the town held its first public forum and brainstormed dozens of ideas of what locals would like the college to morph into, like turning the campus into senior housing, a satellite complex for the Brattleboro Retreat, a business park, or a center for innovation on climate change. Thursday night, more than 30 ideas were taped to the gym's wall, ready to be ranked. But Poultney veterinarian Susan Johnson raised a question many at the meeting had.
We can have 30 ideas, but this is really a viable option to me only if the town of Poultney buys the campus.
Right. That's right.
So why are we devoting so much energy on what to do with a campus that we don't own?
Green Mountain College President Bob Allen said GMC's Board of Trustees would make the final decision for any purchase, but Allen said they want community input.
To me, it was important to be here for this process because we are evaluating two very solid proposals on how to repurpose the campus, consistent with the current mission of the college. So in other words, our sustainability mission, our commitment to local agriculture, the two proposals that are on the table are totally consistent with that.
Allen wouldn't say more on the proposals, but he did say the college had hired Colliers International as a real estate broker and Bertolino and Lowy, a Massachusetts accounting firm, to take over bill paying and maintenance after the college closes in July. That reassured many in the crowd, like Tanya and Trevor Humphreys, that the campus would be kept up.
Our house is across the street from the dorms. We utilize the campus frequently for biking, the river, and eventually we have a growing family. We're going to have to sell our house, so there's some resale value. And it's also, we just care about our town.
The Humphreys appreciated the chance to weigh in and would like to see the campus used for agriculture, a trade college, or environmental research hub. Poultney resident James Johnson, however, was not as impressed with Thursday's meeting.
I think it's a bit of a cluster. It doesn't seem like there's any direction to it. I think that the town's doing a lot as much as they can, but it seems like a lot of the ideas that are generated are just kind of all over the place, and it doesn't seem like anyone has a clear direction of where this needs to go.
But organizers reminded the crowd more meetings would follow, and this was just the beginning of a long process. Whatever happens with Green Mountain College, they said, residents would need to work together with state and local agencies to push forward the changes they want in their community. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Poultney.